Rebels Revisited. I'm your host, Johnny Orme, and today we're going to take a look at the Season 2 episode, Hera's Heroes. Starting out on Ryloth, you've got Cham Syndulla and Numa riding Blurg. Yay, Blurg! And they are being chased by a bunch of Imperials on speeder bikes in one of those transports. Contacting Gobi for a pickup, but then Hera responds and says that they're on their way. Ezra in the main gun turret manages to pick off a bunch of the Imperials, and they pick up Cham and Numa. Cham tells them that an Imperial officer has taken over the region that Hera grew up in, and they're using their home as their base. And Cham was unable to get anything out, which includes something called a Kalakori, which is like a family heirloom that Hera really wants to, get back. So they come up with a plan. Luckily, in the rescue attempt, one of the Imperial scout troopers got on board the Ghost, and it turned out Ezra doesn't have the outfit. So they get the outfit. Hera's like, no, I'm going to go in, I'm going to fight my way in, and Chopper's going to go in with me. He's going to be disguised as an Imperial droid. And then Ezra's like, I'm coming too, and he's wearing the scout armor. Kanan, Sabine, Zeb, Cham, Numa, and Gobi create a distraction in a canyon. They take on a bunch of Imperials, which allows Ezra and Hera to head off in the opposite direction and go to Hera's home. Reach it and they get inside. Chopper is sat outside looking at the Y-Wing fighter, which Hera explains was from the Clone Wars. It was the fighter that she pulled Chopper out of when it crashed. So Chopper's got some issues with the Y-Wing. They go through the house and they manage to find the Kalakori. But as they're about to leave, and the Imperial General and Grand Admiral Thrawn arrive, Hera basically pretends that she's a servant of the house and was hoping that she could make some money off of this thing. Whereas, you know, she severely underestimated Thrawn and his artistic know-all. So Thrawn's like, no, this is... And he goes on a very lengthy speech, monologuing, if you will, that the Kalakori is a family heirloom. It's passed down from generation to generation. Each generation adds another part to it, telling the family story in a way. And there is a painting on the wall of Cham, Hera, and Hera's mother. And Thrawn deduces that this is Captain Hera Syndulla of the Rebellion. And attempts to question her in a way, but she doesn't really give away anything. And in the end, she is taken away. He orders her to be taken away. And as Ezra approaches in his armor, he gets stunned. And the general's like, "Well, what are you doing?" And Thrawn's like, "You know, they've obviously got in somehow. You know, they always operate as a group. Think about it." So the two of them are put in prison. The general gets in touch with the rebels and say offers them a trade. Cham Syndulla for Hera and Ezra. Cham's like, look, I'm going to do this because she's my daughter, and they're like, look, you know, okay, look, we'll do it, but there's got to be another way. And he's like, no, 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 this is the only way that we're going to do it. Chopper meets with Hera and Ezra in their cell, and she tells him to basically plant explosives all around the house. When the trade is going to happen, the spiritual leader has got no clue what's about to happen, so he, you know, he gets all arrogant and, I'm going to win this, and I'm, you know, Cham Syndulla, finally we meet at last, and I'm going to get you, and I've got you, and you're my prisoner now, and ha ha ha. And as the switchover is happening, Hera speaks to Cham and says, I'm sorry. And he's like, no, 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 these things happen. So she's like, no, 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 I'm sorry about the house. And he's like, what? And then suddenly, the entire house blows up. And Thrawn watches this from the safety of his ship. And watches as the ghost leaves the system, and someone says, oh, do you want us to go after them? And he says, no, 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 let them have their, you know, let them have their little victory, let them have their win for this day, they did well. And again, everyone's like, why? And he's like, but Thrawn knows what he's doing. So yeah, this was like a really, this episode, like, people could look at it and go, well, it doesn't really do much for the story, it doesn't really, and actually I think it really does. It shows more of Thrawn, and that's what we needed at this point. He's the series big bad, and what a big bad he is. Like, sure, they have him, you know, doing a James Bond villain monologue, but actually it works coming from Thrawn, because he's basically just laying it out there the way that he does. He's like, you know, look, this is this, and this is this, and obviously this is important, because, you know, this is not something to be sold, this is sentimental, it's something to be given. And then he, like, just turned around to the general and is like, very matter of fact, you know, I'd like to introduce you to Hera Syndulla. Like, the general's like, what? And Hera's like, oh, crud. He knows who I am. I don't know why she has that voice, but in general, you know, she is scared. Like, they've never encountered an Imperial quite like this. This episode also lays some, this could be forward planning, or it could just be like, oh, what asset do we have? Ah, let's go with this. By giving Ezra the scout trooper armor, he uses it quite a bit throughout the rest of the series. And including, I think, you know, they needed to get Ezra some armor, they needed to make him be a bit, you know, differentiate him a little bit, and probably still have the ability to wear the armor, wear the helmet, and still see his face, because the front visor, the faceplate lifts up, so, you know, they really wanted to be able to see the hero's face but still have him in an armor, so, you know, they probably went with this. We see him wearing it a lot, essentially, including season 4 episode Will Between Worlds. The opening action sequence with the chase and the Blurg was really well done. I really enjoyed that chase. It's great seeing Blurg. Like, I'd recognize them. I knew, you know, I knew what a blurg was when I sort of saw Mandalorian for the first time, but like, it was one of those things where you just kind of like don't really, how do you put it? Like, you know, you don't really clock it. It's like, I think now that I've seen them in something else, I kind of feel like, you know, I've got more of a knowledge of the, not a knowledge of them, but you know, it's like almost like finding an Easter egg in a show. It's cool, you know, it's enjoyable, it's exciting when you see it. So yeah, I kind of had a more of an appreciation, let's say, of the blurg at this point now. I really like seeing kind of like more of a, I don't know how you put it, suburban Ryloth, so to speak. kind of feels, you know, it's like, you know, we've seen like the capital of the planet in the Clone Wars, but now we're seeing like a home. And, you know, kind of the architecture, the fact that it's, like, built into this hill, you know, it looks really impressive. It's beautifully done. Wonderful design by the design team. And, you know, getting to learn more about the Twi'leks is really cool. Because, I mean, you know, you see like the human characters, and you know, they very much have similar kind of sensibilities in terms of architecture and design. But you know, kind of having this, you know, seeing a different culture, seeing a different species and how they live, I find really interesting, and. Yeah, like I like to see that kind of stuff at times. So yeah, that's about it that I can really say about the episode. So before I go, I would like to thank you all for your continued contributions and support of the book and the podcast. Well, the now on hiatus podcast, but your support for that, still, you know, thank you so much. And it, like I said in the blog post, the podcast will be back. It's just taking a break. I just kind of want to rejig it. So yeah, we're taking a bit of a break to kind of find a different way of kind of pulling it together. I'm sick of doing it in the car so much. And hopefully soon I'll be able to get a bit of a better setup, so I'll be able to record more at home. So yes, once again, thank you for your contributions, thank you for your support, punch it chewy.